Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, if you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also, you know, sign up for the text alerts. It's real simple. You want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Ain't that hard to figure it out. So, you know, we saw Zuckerberg again, the big Zuckster, was up there telling us, you know, how fair he's going to be. come on, makes you laugh too. How fair the Facebook is going to be in the social justice arena in the upcoming elections. They're not going to try to sway the elections at all, you know, because they're good guys, right? I mean, and when I heard that, I couldn't stop laughing. Because I wasn't laughing at him, because if I was him, I'd say the same thing. I was laughing because the announcer was buying it all. That's what I was laughing at. All right. Gabbard versus Clinton. I'm not going to go deep into this. I just want to touch on it. You know, it's really interesting how Gabbard, now we know, some of you have written me, look, I'm not an idiot. I know she's not one of us. Don't get me wrong. I got that. But you see, the Democrats have moved to the rock known as Pluto. And she stopped off at Saturn. She's still at Saturn. I mean, that's the difference in how far apart they are in so many things. And if you aren't worried about her or you think she's whacked, then don't worry about her. Guess what? Right? Trump will beat her. But my point is that they call her out as a Russian asset. I mean, seriously. That's craziness going somewhere to happen. Why at this point would you count anybody? Lightning could strike and take 9 of them down tomorrow. Now, she wants to meet Clinton to discuss the Russian asset comments. I would do it. And I heard Clinton walked him back to a degree. I don't know how much of a degree. I don't know how much I believe it. But I heard she walked him back a bit. Now, the president can't walk back his the Ukrainian comments or can't fix them. They won't allow him to do that, but she can. Yes, people, I know. It's a double standard. We deal with it later. But Gabbard, at least she's got military service. And she's right in saying to Clinton, all you want to do is have wars, war after war after war after war, because they don't make money unless there's wars. Now, the individual, not the countries. They don't make money unless there's a war. And I wish they could meet, but not in secret. I wish they'd meet with microphones on the table. Terry Littlepage is going to join us after the break. He is got a social media platform called Spreely. We signed up for it. We're playing around on it. Just started recently. When you think about what you're stuck in doing, who, you know, you're petrified that the country or the government's going to come up with a single payer. Imagine a single platform. You know, maybe somebody needs to come up with a feeder platform so you can see what everybody's saying on every platform. And see who mitigates it and who doesn't. you know it's going to happen. You know, no matter what we do, the Twitter and Facebook and the rest of them, at some point in time, it's going to be a problem. Even the Apple Store, the App Stores, the Google App Stores. The problem there is they still have total control, and they'll decide what stays on and what doesn't. And somebody was saying the other day that you know, with Facebook, for instance, I mean, look at what they do to you. Look what they do to conservatives. Look what they do to make it harder and harder and harder. Well, to get your message out. Unless you're on their side. If you're on their side, it's easy. It's wide open. And I got to give the Zuck a little credit here that he refuses to take down President Trump's page or pages or things to do with Trump. Now, some of you I know have probably been hit on the onesie twosies lately. But, I mean, I don't know. Unless we support other people, unless we support other endeavors. And he can't support 15 other endeavors. Well, that's just good capitalism, Joe. Yeah, but it's lousy business. It waters it down. It's like some of you want to throw five names in the ring for a race for Congress or something. And now you're pulling on, you know, five sets of major donors. The money can only go so far, right? You've got, you're strategically, my screen flickered. But, you know, back to Terry Littlepage. He's the founder of Range Broadcasting and Spreely, right? Now, Spreely is a, I don't want to say it's a Facebook lookalike, but it's a Facebook kind of platform. Easy to maneuver, right? You get some action, get some traction there as well. Range Broadcasting will be and is his alternative to YouTube. Think of that. Right, so now you'll be able to put stuff up there without worried about being demonetized or pulled down. But what I get the biggest charge out of some of you is you go up there and you make links to YouTube. And I just scratch my head. Why would you make a link to YouTube? Aren't we trying to can him? Why are we sending more traffic there? Do your video. If you do it on YouTube, pull it down if you have to. Right? And send that and put that up on Range Broadcasting. Put that up there. Or I'm sorry, on Spreely. Let's start driving traffic. Don't drive traffic to your pages, your other social media pages, by linking them back to Facebook. It doesn't make any sense. We're not getting off of it. Kerry joins me after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back.
Yeah,
listen to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. That's the best way to put it. Be part of the solution, not part of the aggravation. And I mean that sincerely. Anyhow, let's just jump on this, because it's something we talk about on a regular basis. I beat you guys up for it on a regular basis. You know, you complain about Facebook. You complain about Twitter. Sometimes you have a platform that comes up, or you have a different way to make it happen, but you guys never move. I mean, guys like me who give you several outlets, which may not be the best thing to do, to get video on, it's almost like if Facebook isn't up, you're not interested, which is crazy, because you're not going to get them to rethink. You're not going to get them to change their mindset until they take a hit, and a major hit. But however, there's other people out there working hard to give you the services you want. You know, that, those of you that listen to me, most of you, I think, believe in capitalism. I would imagine you do. So if you believe in capitalism, then again, they need to provide the service that you're looking for. Anyway, Terry Littlepage joins me. He's the founder of Range Broadcasting and Spreely. I've talked about them on and off on the show on a regular basis. We are broadcast on Range every night. You can check it there, rangebroadcasting.com, rangebroadcasting.com. Terry, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate your time with me.
Thanks for inviting me, Joe.
So let's hit one at a time here. First and foremost, how much did you drink when you were sitting on the couch and went, you know what? I'm gonna take on Facebook.
Well, it was out of necessity. Facebook didn't exist for me when I made the transition, because they had removed my profile, and I really didn't have any option. I couldn't go back on. I tried multiple times after they deleted my account.
Wow.
To create another profile and try to figure out, okay, what am I going to do next now that they've deleted me? And every time I got to a certain point or started to build a page that was, you know, of any significant size, they would ask me for an identification. As soon as I sent an identification, they said, oh, wait a minute, you've been banned from Facebook for life, so we can't have you on here. So I had to find another solution. And so we just said, well, you know, we'll, there was other people trying it. A lot of people were actually trying to compete with Twitter at the time, and which is curious to me, because Twitter's never made any money in their existence. They live off of, you know, their investors primarily, and Twitter's not a profitable venture really. But Facebook is. Facebook, you know, to give them their credit, they built a really nice platform. You know, it's very effective for publishers, very effective for people to communicate with one another. You can build groups and pages and build your business on there. So there was nothing wrong with Facebook except for the people that were running it. So when my partner and I, Mark, decided that we would give it a go, we said, let's just compete head on with Facebook, and let's build a platform that looks and acts and behaves like Facebook. And so that's what we've done.
Yeah, it's a smart move because, you know, for some who know me, know that I've been in the computer world for 117 years. And whenever you brought a new program in, the way you really brought the learning curve down, you brought the anxiety levels down as you flowed. You tried to create a product that looked similar to what they were using. And I think that's part of what made Windows, you know, as a basic program, what made Windows successful is everything kind of looked the same, worked the same, flowed the same. So it was easy moving from program to program to program. Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that was the philosophy. That was the theory behind what we were doing, is that so if these people moved over from Facebook, it would just basically be a green version of Facebook,
right,
or as close as we could get it. So, and you know, and as they add new features, we try to keep up with them on the new features. And at this point, we're actually looking to add some features that Facebook is not doing. I mean, we haven't really created a monetization strategy right now. We've built it completely out of our own, you know, our own pockets. But
right.
We felt like we had to be at least on par with Facebook before,
sure,
we could start asking people to, you know, we're not going to ask. We're actually not going to go the membership route. We're going to go for activity-based transactions. So if you go on Spreely and you like and share and comment and so forth, you're going to earn credits, and those credits are going to be able to redeem it at certain vendors that sign up and become a vendor on Spreely. So that's going to be the monetization channel, rather than, you know, trying to get people to become a member behind a paywall or something.
Yeah, and again, it is a way to get information out. You know, we've been trying to link back to our website, people, not Facebook. Okay, when you put up stories and what have you. And the same thing with some of the short videos that we do, we put up as well. Some of the questions I got a while back was if you had an intention of doing live video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we are going to offer what we're going to call Spreely TV, but it's primarily going to be from pre-approved content creators because we just don't have any artificial intelligence and any way to monitor in case someone tries to put up pornography or live stream a crime or that sort of thing. So we're going to have to approach it cautiously because we don't even ask for your real name when you sign up, so we have no way of tracing any activity on video. You know, people can self-report or internally they report when people are, you know, behaving improperly or posting things that are questionable. And so we monitor that after they're reported, but live is live and we really don't have the ability to react that quickly. So our live features will be probably limited to pre-approved content creators.
Right. Right. Yeah. And again, it does get a little crazy. I realize that. And, all right. So let's move for the moment. Okay. And let's talk about, what was I going to ask you? I'm having a senior moment because I'm actually looking at your site right now saying, okay, if you can't, listen, people, here's the deal. If you go over to Spreely and you can't maneuver the site, maybe you need to sell your computer. I'm just saying, because it's very easy to move around on. It's very easy to see. It's very easy to work with. So again, I just have to say, if you can't move around on it, maybe you just don't know what social media is all about. Let's move over to Range Broadcasting, right? So this is not actually a YouTube type of thing, or is it?
It is in that, you know, the videos that are uploaded there are on our own servers, and the monetization is similar to YouTube, but it's not like an open to the public where anybody can go and upload videos. It's really a conservative talk, and, you know, we kind of branched it out, but it's mostly programs like yours and other
Terry,
you
we're going to go for a quick break because we believe in capitalism, too. When we come back, we'll talk more about that.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 17-year-old boy was shot and wounded Tuesday near a high school in Santa Rosa, California. Authorities say the suspect was safely removed from campus and taken into custody. Santa Rosa Police Captain John Cregan says officials believe this was an isolated incident.
There's no evidence to show that there was a threat to the other students on the campus. There was no evidence to suggest that there was plans for any further acts of violence. This appeared to be an impromptu incident that followed a verbal altercation fronting the school.
U.S. troops exiting Syria through Iraq will eventually make their way home. That's according to the Pentagon. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper provided the update Tuesday after a statement from the Iraqi military said that the U.S. troops do not have permission to stay in the country. Esper initially said the troops would relocate to western Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A couple of nitwits.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
We are back. And yes, he said chicky. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. You can be guaranteed of one thing when you tune in the show. There is no political correctness going on here. There's no softy. I mean, seriously, we just put it out there as I used to say, and not anymore, but raw and real. And it's just, you know what, deal with it, people. I mean, we did a story earlier about the genderless trans alien. And I say somebody get mad at me because they thought I was making fun of, trans people. And I wasn't at all. What I was saying was, this is how far we've gone. This is what I've said on this show for years, is there is no stopgap. Once we give you people, and yes, I said you people, once we give you people a crack, you don't stop. So, let's say we get on board with transgenderism at its basic level. You know, you think you belong in a male body, so you have the operation done. Where does it stop? This person didn't stop there. They went from female to male. They decided they still weren't satisfied, so they must be an alien. They must have been planted here from a different planet. So what do? They find a doctor that'll actually start cutting on their body to make them look more alien. You know what? In the old days, in the good old days, you would have got this person some help. You wouldn't encourage them to do this whacked, crazy thing. You would have got them some help so they could have lived a normal lifestyle, so they could have back into society and have been a happy camper, because this person is still miserable and still feels out of place. What's next? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him on. We are part of the network there. We have a page on Spreely. We're on Range Broadcasting every night. Terry Little Page joins me. He's the founder of both Range Broadcasting and Spreely, and I do appreciate what he does, and I appreciate you coming on the show with me. So thanks for being with me, Terry.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, again, these are outlets for people to get their message out there, Spreely being, one of them, obviously. And then, but the Range Broadcasting, I want to come back to that a little bit more, because you said something about Spreely TV, and I never pre-interview, because I like the conversation just to move along with what we're saying or what have you. So Range Broadcasting will be filled with content similar to this. Are you also going to have themed content, I don't know, cooking shows, beauty shows, or whatever, or is it mostly, is it going to be mostly political and or social based?
The former. We actually do have about five different shows now that are not political based on the range. Most of them are held. One is One is called, the other one is called The Great Commission. It's a missionary guy that travels around, and he's actually doing a show tomorrow from Africa.
Wow.
But we have, like, Suzanne Summers. We have Dr. Nisha Jackson. We have Mark L. White, who's a doctor in Florida. So we have, like, five programs that are medical-based and then faith-based. And soon, we can't announce who yet, but soon we'll be broadcasting Sunday services on one channel as well. So, but, you know, we started as a political talk station. We're going to have a political channel. We recently signed a deal with InfoWars, and we're going to be broadcasting four of their programs on the network only. They're banned on the over-the-top channels, but we're going to broadcast them live on both Spreely TV and on the range. So, yeah, we're trying to branch out. We're looking for other content that's engaging, that still fits our demographic. But, you know, we were born out of political talk, and that's really kind of the core of what we do. But anything Americana, anything that, you know, our demographic identifies with, I think is a perfect opportunity for us to expand into.
Now, we'll stick with Spreely for a second here. You were talking earlier about how you're going to monetize it, because anybody who's listening out there, who's been listening to this show, you know we believe in capitalism. Things don't go for free. There has to be a way for people to make money to keep these programs going, to keep these platforms going. And listen, honestly, it's disingenuous for those of you who are listening to believe that these guys should do this out of the goodness of their heart, even if they have the money. You know, even for me, I have a donate button on the website for a reason, okay? And it isn't because I'm making so much money I don't know what to do and I want more. All of us in this business and all of us starting these platforms or on these platforms, you need money to help keep you rolling. So with Spreely, you had said that there was going to be an activity-based type of thing going on. Explain that a little bit more. And will you have advertising? Will you have any way to be able to advertise on the whole platform?
So the way we're actually in, we just launched our beta tests with a group of people that are navigating the site and doing exactly what they normally do, which is comment, like, share, and so forth. They earn credits for each activity. So say you go on Spreely and you like and you comment and you share and you post a meme and then you post a link to an article. Each of those activities is value-based. So let's say each activity earns you a single credit. And at the end of the day, you've earned 100 credits or whatever. It depends on, you know, how active you are on the site. And then the next phase is right now we're in negotiation with several vendors. We're trying to offer products that people normally. I mean, obviously we can sell coffee and T-shirts and like everybody else, but we also want to offer electronics and other items that people would normally go to Amazon, for example, to buy or, you know, things that you're used to normally buying online. We will have a Spreely marketplace where people can go as a vendor, build a store, and then accept those credits that are being earned by the user. So you go and you earn 1,000 credits at the end of the month. You can go on the Spreely store and you can redeem them for a 20% discount on coffee or a cell phone or whatever item you want to purchase that are available in the marketplace. So it's kind of all coming together one time. On one hand, we're bringing on new vendors. On the other, we're getting folks, you know, debugging the system on earning the credits.
Okay.
But I would say probably within the next 45 days, we should be able to launch this with, you know, both vendors and users and advertisers. You mentioned advertising. So, like, if you wanted to promote your product on Spreely or if you wanted to, there's going to be exchange also. The creator, you earn a point, put in your own links, and then, you know, sell your credits and the discount and the exchange. So it sounds complicated. It's really actually pretty simple. I mean, so it's similar to what's happening on DLive. We're not going to have our own currency. I mean, it's going to be discounts that are offered by the vendors. So, yep. And we just take small steps a small fee off of each transaction. We want to minimize the impact to the buyers and to the vendors, so we're just going to take a small percentage of each transaction.
Yeah, I'm losing you a little bit.
Actually,
I don't know.
100%.
Yeah, I'm losing you just a little bit, but not the end of
the
world.
Sorry
about that. That's all right. Just wanted to let you know about it. But and that's the thing that people have to understand is that you have to make money on these platforms. There has to be ways to generate revenue in order for you to be able to keep these things going. And not to suggest that you'll be out of business tomorrow at noon if you don't. But people have to understand there you have to generate revenue. You have to make some money. And so, again, glad to see that there are going to be opportunities for people to jump on there, be active, and pull things together. And again, people, if you haven't been on, just go check it out. It's not like there's $25 to join and $25 a month and you're stuck for a 3-year contract. Not like a gym membership. So check it out and see how it works. But do not. Just do me a favor, okay? Because some of you go on there, some of the people that I've sent over there and I see links to Facebook, stop. Just repost it. But take it off of whatever website you started with and put it back on there so you get traffic, Spreely gets traffic, and Facebook gets zip, none, niente. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it's supposed to be anyhow. So, okay, well, listen, Terry, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, man. I really do, and I love what you're doing, and I think we need to, you know, keep pushing to get people to move over there. And, you know, keep help you find new talent because it's talent and content that keeps things rolling over there, isn't it? I mean, it's really what people need a reason to show up. I guess is what I'm saying.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Especially on the range, we're always looking for good, unique, new content creators to compete. I mean, it's. I guess if you want to liken it to something, you can liken it to DirecTV or Fox Nation is really where we're going. But it's for independent content creators. Those are more, you know, those guys are they function differently. Yep. So that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, you got some really good people on there. You got, you know, intellectual frog legs, okay? Sonia
yep.
Smith is on there. I mean, these are all people that I know and hung out with. And listen, Terry, thanks for doing this. Appreciate your time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more crazy stuff coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, check us out up on the website, therealside.com. It's a dawn to me. I don't tell you guys this that often, but go check out the stations. We might be on a station local to you or close to you, and even if we're not, call the local station. There is no reason in the world why you are listening, I shouldn't say that. I'm glad you're listening on your phone, your smartphone, because you may not have anywhere else to listen, but you know, you're listening on your smartphone. That's great. That's wonderful. Why don't you, just guess in here, okay? Why don't you call that station and say, hey, why aren't you carrying the show? What's wrong with you people? And if you don't get the answer you're looking for, let me know. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being part of the conversation. Again, there's a million ways to get the show. Head over to Spreely.com, right? Because if you don't do anything else with this, and my point here is to check new things out. Make sure, because we've got a big year coming up, and if you're not able to get your message out, if you're not able to get your story out. Tell people why you're voting for you, who, why we should be, and uncovering some of the things that are going on out there with these congressional people, the senators, then, Facebook and the others are going to squelch you. and you're not going to be able to get it out. Twitter, the same thing. I can't tell you a story that we came, you know, the story with Representative Katie Hill. Right? We have people that have received the tweets that we've sent, but our tweets show zero. But it's not hitting everybody we send out to either. So you're going to have to find alternative ways to get it out. You're going to have to find alternative ways to make it happen. Otherwise, you just kiss it goodbye. Kiss all that work that we've done. Think about them. Over the last 4 years, all that work that we've done, just flush it. It won't mean anything. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the solution, as you know I love to say. And you want to be part of the solution. You don't want to be part of the problem. All right. I don't think this is a news flash. Not to anybody I know. Did you know that Maryland was corrupt? It's very corrupt. Tawana Gaines is guilty, and her guilty plea adds to the state's history of ethics and integrity problems in politics. Like, this is new. So former Delaware delegate Tawana Gaines, a Democrat from Prince George County, pleaded guilty Thursday to wire fraud, adding to a already long list of Maryland lawmakers, largely Democrats, who've been convicted, charged, or reprimanded for corruption. What is it? This is like running in the family? The plea adds to her already growing list of politicians in the state who've either committed, you know, crimes or ethical violations. Now, it's really funny because in working on this issue with the Katie Hill story and others, I mean, Omar and so forth, it seems like the sexual deviancy or the sexual, you know, partners, how many, the drinking till 3 o'clock in the morning, doesn't seem to bother anybody. And no, I'm not talking about 1950s lifestyle. I mean, if you got a job to do, a very important job to do, of passing laws, coming up with bills, sitting in on hearings, I mean, what's with all the drinking? I mean, she came out a couple of months ago in an article and said she can't even go have a beer with a friend. I guess that's the truth, because she can have a bunch of beers with a bunch of friends. So she was technically being correct, I guess. See, that's Washington truth. That's politician truth. I can't go anywhere and have a beer with a friend. No, because every time you go out, there's like 30 friends around and everybody's drinking. But it doesn't stop. And again, I saw the messages at 3 o'clock in the morning. No big deal. Well, aren't you doing one of the most important things? Aren't you taking on one of the most important things in history, impeaching a president? And you're okay with the fact that you really believe that when you're out drinking till 3 o'clock in the morning, you can make the proper decisions? You've got presence of mind to know what and how to say? Give me a break. The plea adds to the growing list of politicians in the state who've either committed crimes or ethical violations. I can't even try to pronounce this name. Oguzhen Dinsir, associate professor and director of the Interstate Institute for Corruption Studies at the Illinois State University, told the Capital News Service that when it comes to legal corruption? What the heck is legal corruption? That's unethical acts without actual criminality. Maryland is very corrupt, and it's very alarming, they say. Now, the campaign treasurer listed on Gaines' candidate committee registration is Anitra Trona Gaines. An archived image from TawanaGaines.org shows a photo of the then-delegate with a woman named Anitra, with a caption saying that she is Gaines' daughter. So her daughter was the treasurer. And I think Maxine Waters has the same thing going on, didn't she? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Maxine her daughter was her marketing person. Now, even though the people don't see much that comes out from Maxine Waters' campaign, her daughter got paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do it. I don't know what she was sending out. Maybe, you know what? Maybe she was consulting. Now, the Capital News Service couldn't get a response from Gaines. It was a phone number that was listed on her campaign finance page, and it had been disconnected, and the email address kept bouncing back. The attorney mentioned for Gaines in the media reports didn't respond to requests either. So there's no way to really get a hold of her for comment. The former delegate's arraignment is scheduled for next Thursday. Maryland House Speaker Adriana Jones, also a Democrat, guess from Baltimore, released a statement earlier this week saying that the Gaines had resigned Friday. Look, this whole area is corrupt. Now, Corey Duncan and I talk about this on a regular basis, right? And it doesn't matter anymore because it won't change anything. Will it? I mean, really, seriously, we can keep screaming about this. The people won't vote for somebody different because they're petrified to vote for Republicans. I mean, the Democrats, you know, talk about fear-mongering. The Democrats have done a great job at scaring the crud out of, voting Democrats, rank-and-file Democrats, and voting for Republicans. But now they're seeing maybe, just maybe, they were wrong. Maybe they had this all backwards. They gave Trump a chance, and look at what he's been able to do with them. And, you know, don't send me an email and lie to me about what Trump has and hasn't done. I'm not interested. I just want truth. That's all I want. Send me fact. When you're talking to other people about this stuff, make sure you speak fact with them. Otherwise, you hear me say this every day. I'm trying to drive this home so you guys get it in your head. We're no better than they are. Right? We're no better than they are. If you're gonna lie and distort and spread the truth or skew the truth, then we're no better than what they're doing. And with an election coming up, you see, you know, it's almost like the Dems are just throwing everything they can at President Trump. Anything and everything they can at him. Because they're going to make this stick. I'm not saying they will. They're going to do everything in their power to make this stick. And we have to stop them. We have to make them responsible for what they're throwing out there. Look, when you have... This is great. When you have Mrs. Clinton coming after Tulsi Gabbard, people in their own party, and she just didn't say she's young and useless. No, no, no. No, she's a Russian agent. She's a Russian operative or whatever. This is how crazy these people have gotten. And it's not going to end anytime soon. They're going to keep pushing the narrative till they get the person they want. So I don't even know why the Dems run a primary, because ultimately the DNC will decide for you. You rank and file Democrats, they'll decide for you who's going to be your presidential choice. It almost sounds like it's going to be Warren. Almost. I can't imagine that Bernie's going to be able to hold up. Joe Biden, God forgive, I don't know if he's going to be able to find the venue most of the time. If he didn't have a driver, I don't think he'd show up. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Hey, we're going to go to the hottest Twitter trending stories in the next hour. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me, Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.